Now, what if, let us say, Obama was president and they killed the head of ISIS? Why, they would be raising flags. Maybe they'd be green flags. Maybe they'd be other flags. But the flags would be flying everywhere in liberal establishments. But what the vermin said about this is so shocking that you need to understand that when I said to you the enemy within is active here in this country, in the Democrat liberal establishment, I have never seen better evidence of it than the way they're reacting to Trump killing al-Baghdadi. I'm going to read you two tweets. You're not going to believe this. This is in the United States. Washington Post, here's their report after Trump kills the head of the most vicious group since Adolf Hitler's Einsatzgruppen. Remember what ISIS was. They weren't religious scholars. They were bloodthirsty, cold-hearted murderers. Remember them setting people on fire while they were alive? Remember them putting them in cages and burning them alive in cages? Remember the reports of them raping young girls throughout the Middle East? Christians, Jews, Zahidis. You forgot all of that, didn't you? Because of your friends, the perverts in the media. Here is what the Washington Post said about this victory for humanity. Washington Post obituaries. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, austere religious scholar at the helm of Islamic State, dies at 48. I am not making that up. That's Bezos's Washington Post. Austere religious scholar dies at 48. Not to be outdone by psychosis was the New York Times. Here is their obituary for this vermin. Leader's death will damage ISIS but not destroy it. Now, you understand when I say the enemy within. You understand when I say that they're psychotic. I may be wrong. They're not psychotic. They're playing for the other team. New York Times says leader's death will damage ISIS but not destroy it. And here's Bloomberg Politics, another mouthpiece for the psychos. Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi transformed himself from a little-known teacher of Quranic recitation into the self-proclaimed ruler of an entity that covered swaths of Syria and Iraq. That's the best they can do without reporting what he unleashed on the world? I rest my case. Anyone who doesn't understand what I'm saying, please turn the show off right now, because it's going to get hotter before it gets colder. I am on fire right now.